Good morning. This is Channing Hinkle with the Oakland Church of Christ. As always, thank you so much for listening. Today, Joseph has made his way into the house of Pharaoh. Oh, what a journey it has been. Remember in Genesis 41, Joseph had been called to tell Pharaoh the meaning of his dreams. God was telling Pharaoh there would be 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine, of difficult times. In verses 33 to 36, Joseph tells Pharaoh he should set a wise man over the land of Egypt who would store up grain during the plentiful times so they would have food during the difficult times of the famine. Pharaoh recognizes the wisdom of Joseph because God is working in him. Thus, Pharaoh sets Joseph over all the land of Egypt. Egypt would enjoy a time of great prosperity during the 7 years of plenty. As the 7 years of plenty was about to come to an end, a lot of people might have started thinking, things sure are good. We sure got a lot of food, a lot of grain. I just don't think things are going to be that bad. In Jeremiah 22, verse 21, the Lord through Jeremiah tells the king of Judah, I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you did not obey my voice. The people in Jeremiah's day lived in prosperity too. They refused to hear God, taking confidence in their prosperity, and thus they would be destroyed by Babylon. Does that sound somewhat familiar, that people get blinded by prosperity? We live in a society of prosperity. A lot of people get to thinking things will always be like this. And worse yet, they forget that God has promised a day of destruction for the wicked, for the lost, for those who refuse to obey Him. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, it reads, In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of His power, when He comes in that day. People may ask, will God really even destroy the earth? After all, the world's been standing this long. But we can't see what's on the horizon, like so many people think they can. God has promised a return, one that not only includes salvation, but also everlasting destruction. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 12 reads, But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Let me assure you, God said He would destroy this earth, and He will do just that. The lost shall suffer in eternity and damnation. Yes, it's going to be that bad. We can't afford to be blinded by the good times. The 7 years of plenty, so to speak. Remember, there were also 7 years of famine, of terrible times that came in Joseph's day. We need to be real careful not to be lulled into this line of thinking where all is good now and thus all will be good in the future. This is extremely short-sighted and it has eternal consequences. There will be judgment. We will give an account for how we live. Joseph never lost sight during the good times, the times of great abundance. He remembered what God had said about Pharaoh's dream, that bad times would be coming. You see, he trusted and had faith in God. In Genesis 41, verses 53 to 57, Then the 7 years of plenty which were in the land of Egypt ended, and the 7 years of famine began to come. And the famine became severe in the land of Egypt. Thank goodness for Joseph's trust in God and his diligence in carrying out God's plan. It is because of this that Egypt and many nations were saved, including Joseph's very own family. The difficult times came, the famine came, the prosperity ended. We, too, must trust in God, trust in His plan, and carry out His plan. Focus on God, not on the prosperity that does not last, but instead on things eternal. The Church of Christ at Oakland would like to thank you for listening this morning. We invite you to come and visit with us. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, Athens, Alabama. Our services are Sunday mornings at 9:30 for class and 10:20 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. We also invite you to check out our website, churchofchristatoakland.com, or check out our Facebook page.